Have we started?
Well, we could always start rough.
Okay.
Why do we have it? Hi, and welcome to the Gradies.
If you're going to start, you got to wait till I stop talking.
Okay.
We're on the same track on this one. Remember, using the backup board. Like now, that would have been a good time to start.
And welcome to the Gradies, the great 80s movie debate, where we take the movies that we used to watch and we look at them again.
That was the best one of all your attempts.
That's pretty good.
So, we try to put out a... We promised that we would... Well, Chris promised we would put out...
Chris has put us in a very trepidatious situation, if that's word.
So, we're trying to help out and...
Precocious. That's
the
word.
Be proactive and do one episode a month. Unfortunately... But fortunately for one of our team members... Why are you playing?
I'm not trying to.
Okay.
My phone's freaking out.
Dave is doing a really great play in Quakertown. So if you're in Quakertown, go see Dave.
I will be there. I will go see him.
You're really selling that, honey. That's awesome.
I didn't write things down. So please understand that we're going to be doing a little short episode, but with a couple of top five lists of things that we wanted to bridge the gap between our last episode and the upcoming Highlander episode. Unfortunately, we don't have Dave, but there's three of us. So let's have a podcast.
Yeah, Chris and I discussed over a couple of text messages what could we do to kind of warm up for Highlander. We're like, well, the top five list worked well for us last time, so what's a couple top five lists we can come up with inspired by Highlander that is not going to be one of the ones we do on the show. So we came up with another three again. These are three inspired by Highlander, probably won't ever come up in any other episodes, well, they're certainly not going to now. And which one do we want to start with?
Let's start with the worst songs.
Worst songs? Okay.
So we're looking at the top five worst songs from a movie.
I'll tell you a story. I'll tell a quick story to kind of, like I said, warm up for Highlander. This one was my idea. That was because, much to my surprise, while watching Highlander with my wife, she just suddenly starts screaming at the TV, and it's not of anything to do with the action or the characters or the actors on screen. It had to do with the song that was playing. She couldn't stand it so bad she yelled at the TV. So I was like, okay, top five worst songs in movies. That sounds like a good idea.
I remember I was so excited about when I got this soundtrack on CD for the Highlander. It's a kind of magic by Queen. But as I'm going through it, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. And then that song came on and I actually ran across a room to go to the next track because I hated it so much.
This is hard for me because I love mostly all movie soundtracks. I love all kinds of songs. I had to pick like five that I was like, not a fan. So it was hard for me.
Yeah, I will say I did not pick, certainly didn't pick any orchestral songs, which I probably could have if I thought about it, but I didn't. These are singles, in a sense, singles that have come from movies.
Right.
I'll go ahead and start just to set the tone. And I really only had four until I was working in my office this weekend, and my wonderful wife came in, sat at her computer for 6 seconds, turned on the radio, and then promptly left the room for hours with the radio playing. And this song that I like actually had to get up, walk around the desk, turn her speakers off because it was driving me nuts, was Bryan Adams' Everything I Do.
Everything
I hate you.
Oh, I'm like, clear your fucking throat, dude. Jesus Christ.
I did it for you.
I have to say, though, I remember when that movie came out, it was like the best. It was like the love song you wanted to play to your boyfriend because it was Robin Hood, Prince of Tides. Didn't realize.
Prince of Tides.
Prince of Tides. Nick Nolte?
Yes. I remember
then, by God, we take it back.
That movie was such a big deal when I was in high school. I went to see it twice in a theater.
Still a big deal. I love that movie.
Lose a bit.
I think I did.
Hate that movie.
I think
Matt loves Kevin Costner.
No, I love Kevin. That's one of your greatest micro movie reviews, by the way, too. I love Kevin Costner. Matt hates Kevin Costner. I love Kevin Costner. He also said Matt hates him three times. I loved it.
I think I ended it back and to the left.
He did, yep. My God.
I love Costner, you bastard. That's a great song. I disagree with that one.
Do you want me to run down my list and then, or you want to go around the room? Okay. All right. My number four, and I know this will probably upset you, Chris, and I know it's going to upset Dave if he listens to it. And I do apologize for not liking this song because I do really enjoy this artist, but this song I hate. I think it's one of his worst.
The Sting?
No, no. Okay. It is Bruce Springsteen's Streets of Philadelphia.
My God!
I know, and I do apologize for it, but every time I hear that song, I hate it. I gotta turn it off. It's almost, to me, it sounds like he wrote the music and the lyrics in like two separate occasions, and he's trying to match them up. I can't listen to that song. So this is the only one I apologize for, but I don't like it. My number three, I'll give you all a hint. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that Godzilla?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's that terrible... Puff yeah. Daddy P. Come Diddy with Come me. With Me with Jimmy Page playing the riff from I can't think of the Da-na-na. Song now. Da-na-na. Yeah. What is that?
Da-na-na.
Oh God, I just lost my freaking Da-na-na-na. Oh, I lost my
Cashmere?
My class. No. Yes, that is it. It's Cashmere.
Holy crap.
I totally lost my classic rock card. My wife corrected me on Zeppelin, but
holy crap, how did that happen?
That's another terrible song. It's like I generally hate classic rock samples in a rap song, and that song is just so piss poor. It's for the 5 minutes, and then it's I don't know what he says. Grill some steak, make some toast, eat potatoes, then some most, run around in a block, something big, come with me. I mean, it's terrible. It's like it's just shitty seats in a room. Like that wall's white. There's Jar Jar Binks. My cat's on the table. And it kind of stinks. Some hockey tickets and a phone and a watch. Come with me. I mean, it's terrible. What? Hey, look at me like
that. I think that was my wedding song.
Number two is I'm not even sure how Chris is going to react to this one, if it's going to be good or bad. I hope you don't like this song, but it's the worst MC. Then this is a long list. The worst MC Hammer song Adams. Ever written. And I had to look up its actual name. It's called Adam's Groove.
I saw that. I almost wrote that down. It is his worst song.
Is that the one that they do what they want to say? What they want to say.
Insult to injury for me and Chris and Dave as well. We were all ushers at the movie theater when this movie came out, and that's the song that played during the credits, so we had to hear it multiple times a week cleaning up the theater.
You know what's weird, man? I think one of my songs is why I hate it so much, because I heard it every time we cleaned the theater. Yep.
And my last but not least, my number one worst song from a movie, and it's on so many levels that it's bad. And again, I do like this artist, but the song is a terrible representation of his work. The movie is a terrible movie, and well, I'll just taint it all around. It's Will Smith's Wild Wild West.
Wiggle Wiggle Wild Wild West.
Yep.
I like, you know what's weird is like the whole song sucks, the movie sucks, but Wiki Wiki Wild, like the opening, I like the opening of that song. I don't know why, but yeah it's not a great song. Okay.
Well, that's my top five. Wow. Or bottom five, I guess, in this case.
West, Desperado, Rough Rider. No, I'm sorry. Okay, good. I know that song. I don't know why.
No. Why don't you go, honey?
Okay.
No, sorry, Chris.
Oh. Okay.
Not to- yeah.
You know, I didn't even think about Bruce Springsteen songs until you said Streets of Philadelphia. That Jerry Maguire one.
Oh, what is that? My God.
That one is awful.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah,
what is that one? Oh, dang it!
Whoa, I'm on fire. No, the Jerry Maguire one, and they had a song with the words in it.
Oh, she da na 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 da 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 da.
Oh, she da na na na. That's right.
Because the Secret Garden.
Okay, I think that's. I actually think that's better than Streets of Philadelphia. Yeah. Streets of Philadelphia doesn't sound like it's like he's singing to the same music for some reason to me.
Yeah. Okay, here's my top five.
I wrote too many syllables for the song, but I'm not going to cut any out. They're all important.
Everything's important in Philadelphia. Okay, here's my top five.
Okay.
Number five would be I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. I hate that song.
We were just talking about that before recording.
I know. And when you said that, I was like, I hate that song.
It's on right now. Armageddon.
Number four is a little more recent, from sort of a good movie. I liked it. From Spider-Man. They say a hero could save us. Anything with Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Yeah, Nickelback. Look at this photograph.
Okay, my number three. Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
That was a tough, that was a contender in my list. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, my number two, I had to leave it in there. Just Please. One Year of Love from freaking Highlander by an otherwise decent, wonderful, in you know, great group, Queen. But I was sitting there and the bad part is that it goes into like my daily life. Like I'll sit there, always a rainy day without you. I'm a person I don't know. It's I do.
I'm sitting there watching a movie. All of a sudden I hear, oh my God, it's so good. It's like, jeez.
My number one is from a bit of an obscure movie, but it is a movie that Matt and I accidentally watched one day that I downloaded the song because it's so annoying that I used to put it on for him, but now I've annoyed myself with it. It's called, it's from The Boy in the Plastic Bubble with John Travolta.
Travolta?
I love that movie.
It's Paul Williams. There's this
what
one.
What would you say if we up and ran away?
Leave us alone. We live in the country.
That's an awesome song. You got no soul.
So awful.
What would Travolta say if he was introducing the guy who sung the song? What do you think? How would he mess up that name?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's goodbye, Pooley Poo.
Pooley Poo.
I don't know. I
just kill Willy Wonka.
Oh my God. poor Travolta.
Yeah, poor guy.
Poor guy. Yeah.
Poor guy. Back rubs. I liked Armageddon. I don't know, a lot of the songs I liked. So I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. Was that it?
Yep. That's it.
Okay. All right, Chris.
All right. I'm going to do something just to fill time. Ready? I'm going to play my songs.
Okay.
One of my songs that I hate. Is from probably my favorite singer of all time. I will play. Here we go.
Bruce Willis.
Michael Jackson sings Ben.
Okay. I knew I recognized the song, but I didn't know what it was.
And I'll be honest, I never saw Ben. I saw Ben with Crispin Glover. Is that the one with all the rats?
Yes.
Is that called? I saw that one.
Ben, yeah. Ben is the one with the guy who, it's like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Bud Cort, I think. The guy from
what?
Harold
That's
and
the one
Mott.
With the song?
Yeah.
No. What?
From the original Ben. One? Yeah, from the old one? Yeah.
Look okay. It up.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I love Michael Jackson, but, you know, every song that's on the radio, I turn up. But when that comes on, I turn that shit down. Now, my next song, which I totally, totally forgot until I looked online for some songs. And then I heard it. I know it might piss off Dave. He loves this movie. He loves the singer. This singer actually sung with Michael Jackson at one time, too. I will put that out there. Just to kill time so I can get it up here. But it's a great movie, I think, for its time. Maybe we should do this one on the Grady's, because I think if we watch it now, I don't know, it might not hold up. Stars two of the best comedians of all time. I will say that. Chevy Chase.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
What?
Spies Like Us.
Yep. Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd. Singing Spies Like Us, and I don't know what's this video is doing. Is that him? But it's just not that good. It's a great singer. I love Paul McCartney. But the song just makes no sense.
That is one of his worst. That and that freaking Christmas song.
What Christmas song?
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Well, he looks young. I don't know. It's catchy, but I don't like it. My next song, which I'm never going to bring up because I don't even know how it goes, but I love Guns N' Roses. Love them. I love Schwarzenegger.
Oh, God.
End of Days, they sang a song called Oh My God. Matt, you just said it. Oh my God. It's called Oh My God. It's just awful.
Poor Axel.
It's not. Not the Guns N' Roses that, you know, that.
Back on the jungle, we got tons of cake.
And tons of, remember when you remember when you sent me that picture?
Yeah.
That was mean.
That was mean.
That was mean, but that was really, really funny. All right, my next song is from a sequel. And the first movie had the greatest song ever for the movie. The sequel had the worst song ever. Do you guys know what it is?
Oh, God.
Oh.
Run DMC Ghostbusters rap. I like the Bobby Brown one better.
Yeah, Bobby Brown one is better.
So, and the video has everyone in it, Sigourney Weaver, Aykroyd, it's just so, such a bad song.
Something's wrong.
Oh, I hate this song.
I hate it. I'm the first I heard of it.
Now, this next song is, I wrote it down, I showed my wife, Kel, and she was like, you hate that song, I love that song. This is the song, Matt, that we heard every time we cleaned the theater.
Okay.
I want to say it's 99. No. You'll know it immediately.
Oh, God.
R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly.
Space Jam, right?
Yeah, yep. Space Jam. Everyone loves this song, but I think it's just so annoying.
We used to get the time. We had the timing down for the finale of the song while we were cleaning. We'd all sit there and like just and do that long dramatic pause and I can fly.
Yes.
I can fly. Remember that.
I have a question. What did R. Kelly do recently that everyone hates him now?
He breathes.
What happened?
I don't know.
He breathes.
No, I think, didn't he, like, and some underage girl? Did he get caught or something?
Was that him?
Who was that guy?
It could be.
I don't remember.
I think it was him, and I don't know. Listen to this song. It's awful. Anyway, that's my top five list of the worst songs ever. From movies. R. Kelly.
Why do we do top five worst things? We're always in a bad mood when we're done.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the list that was impossible to make. The top five movies with starring either Christopher Lambert, Sean Connery, or Clancy Brown, because I was hard-pressed to find five Christopher Lambert movies to do just a Christopher Lambert movie list.
Yeah, I couldn't do a clip. I mixed mine.
So did I. What's going to be the list for the Highlander show?
That is going to be the top five castings. What the fucks?
All right.
So, why don't you start, honey? Christy,
okay,
honey.
Chris. Oh, me? Oh. No, let Chris start.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
My top five movies featuring either Lambert, Connery, or...
Brown.
Or Brown. I will start number five. I felt bad for Clancy Brown. You know, I love him and all of his voiceovers. He's great as Lex Luthor. Love him on TV shows. Lost. Sleepy Hollow. The movie that I wrote down... It's a movie that when I saw the trailer for, I thought it was a sequel to Lethal Weapon.
Oh, boy. Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
It's Shoot to Kill from 88.
Oh, I was thinking, The National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon.
No,
but I don't know that he's in that, though. So never mind.
But that's on my list.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But Shoot to Kill was Tom Berenger, and I want to say Sidney Poitier, maybe. And I thought it looked just like Lethal Weapon. I don't know why, but he's in that as the bad guy. So I wrote down Shoot to Kill. Number four is what Matt said, Loaded Weapon, which I don't remember him being in the movie. He's Man on Phone.
Oh, that guy.
Christopher Lambert.
Christopher Lambert, yeah.
I don't remember him being that, but IMDb don't lie, so I wrote that down.
No, it's always accurate.
Now, My next three are obviously, you know, Sean Connery has been in a lot of great movies. They're all Sean Connery films.
Okay.
Number three, I love this movie. I love the song. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. At the end, Halt, I speak. I love this movie. I love Kevin Costner. I love Kevin Costner. This movie to me is just...
He's awful.
I love it. I love it. Number two, it's obvious.
Medicine Man.
That's number one.
Oh, okay.
Number two, he's the father of the great archaeologist.
Yeah.
And that's Crusade, number two, Common Sense. And number one is, I guess he started it all. I'm not a big fan of the movie, but it wasn't for this movie. There wouldn't be 25 more.
No. Yeah.
Dr. No, he is James Bond. He was, you know, iconic as that character. And I put him as number one, Dr. No. My top five list.
Top five. All right.
Let me go?
I'll go next.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, mine are pretty much no Christoph Lambert.
Oh, you had that at least one.
I couldn't. I don't like any of his movies.
Spoiler, Highlander.
Sorry.
I don't like any of his movies.
Number five is going to be The Hunt for Red October.
That's a great one.
Where there's a Scottish man who's supposed to be Russian. Yes.
What about a Scottish man that's supposed to be Egyptian? More on that on our next episode.
This is a little known one, but one I remember seeing in the like early 80s is called Robin and Marian. Where it's like Robin Hood, the later years.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones, of course.
Yes.
Holy Grail.
Okay.
Dad, what? Okay. And my top two are actually Clancy Brown's.
Oh, my God.
I have to say, I did like The Green Mile. In a similar stroke, Shawshank Redemption.
That movie is a movie that everyone loves, and I just don't get that.
If it's on, even if it's like after a certain point, I will watch it.
I think, yeah, but that movie is the kind of movie that's so maybe it's so great. Watch it once. Where's it going? Wow, what a film. You can't watch that again and again and again and again. I don't know.
What channel has it on for like 24 hours, like Christmas Story? There's some channel that they play it every year, they play it 24 hours.
You're right, yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm not sure.
It might be TBS as well. I'm not sure.
They kind of play it all the time anyway.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I put a little bit of a twist on my top five because I started looking at some of these movies going, oh, that movie. These are kind of top five, and they're almost guilty pleasures. Not guilty pleasures in the sense that I own. I don't think I own any of these, but I would watch these again, and if they're ever on as I'm flipping through channels or if I stumble on Netflix, I'll probably watch them. So these are top five almost guilty pleasure movies with Lambert, Connery, or Brown. And number five, Sean Connery in Zardoz.
Excuse you?
Anyone else see Zardoz?
No, I missed. Is that after Dr. No?
This was his post-James Bond career, his first film. It was this really twisted, science fiction, futuristic, almost dystopian, but not quite movie, where he ran around pretty much the entire movie in a red diaper. Look up Sean Connery Zardoz on Google, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Wow.
It is bizarre. And I never even knew about this movie until we did it on the Cutting Room Floor podcast years ago. And it's one of those, it's not even so bad.
What the fuck?
Yeah, see the picture? It's not even so bad that it's funny. It's just so bizarre that it's like, if it's on, I will probably sit through it to see if I can get any more out of it than I got out of the first time. It is so weird.
I like there's a comparison right next to him.
A Borat. In that green... number two is a sequel, and it has Clancy Brown as a supporting role, I guess is the term I'm looking for, and that is Pet Sematary 2 with quotable line, no brain, no pain.
Electric Boogaloo.
Oh my God, I'm seeing the underwear. Awesome. He's a ponytail?
Yep.
What is
Oh my God.
Yeah, you have to see it to...
How is this guy cast as Bond?
I can't even explain it.
Oh God, somebody witnessed that to a convention.
Oh, I'm sure they did. My number three, another Clancy Brown vehicle, Starship Troopers.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Christy found a picture of someone that went as Zardoz, or as him, at a convention, and a chick that went as Lilu from Fifth Element. They're in a picture together. That's funny. Number four, we got Christopher Lambert in the mix. And Chris, I'm pretty sure I saw this movie with you for the first time, and it was horrible. And this is horrible, it's good. It's Fortress.
Yeah. I remember, I think you were like, oh, it's Christopher Lambert Highlander. I said, yeah, all right, let's check it out. And then I was like, oh, my God.
I know.
I remember that.
What could possibly be worse than Fortress? Well, my number one, Fortress 2. That is awful. And that is they try so hard to tie the two movies together, and there's no reason to, because no one saw the first one.
It makes you wonder how some movies just get made.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Doesn't it?
It really does.
So that's my top five. So we got one more top five list to round out the night. This one should be a little more interesting. These were a little hard. They sounded good on paper. Once we started working on them, I think we all found them a little difficult. This one, I had a hard time narrowing it down to five. And Chris, you had a hard time
doing anything
with it. So
yeah, I want the opposite.
I'm curious to see what we all have here. And this is the top five TV shows that came from movies, or were based on from movies, or continuation, or somehow born from movies.
I'm really curious to hear you guys, because I had a hard time finding anything that I was yeah, that was good.
All right. Do you want to go in this first on this one this time? You haven't got, or have, did you go first?
I already went first.
Okay. So I'll go. I didn't go. Yeah. No, I went first for the songs.
Oh, okay. Then I'll go first.
Okay.
Who's on first?
Third base. My number five. Okay. I'm not going to say it was a good show, but it was a guilty pleasure show. Ferris Bueller.
Ugh. See, I heard that show sucked. I think I never. All right.
But I was a teenager and there were cute guys. Number four, I'm going to have to say it's one that I love now, would be Parenthood.
Oh, that show's fuck. That show, fuck. That show is fantastic.
I know.
And my daughter watched it with us, and we all just are so teary-eyed and weepy. The show's great.
What's going to happen? Are they going to sell the house? What's going to happen?
They're not sell the house. And the show, it's no one's acting. It looks so freaking real.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That show. Oh, that's a show. Now that I would have.
That's a good show.
Yes.
I'm going to say number three was my guilty pleasure as well, but a little longer. That would be Highlander the series.
See, that suffered the same fate as the movies with me. I loved the first two episodes, the first two seasons, but by the third season, I'm like, oh man, now you guys are fucking with shit, and it's bad. When they made that freaking little, that dorky kid on Immortal, I'm like, oh man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for me, it was when they, what was it, the Black Raven or something like that?
Oh, the Raven?
That.
The Raven, yeah.
That blew it for me.
I'm not caught up yet. Stop.
Don't worry about it. My number two would be a movie that sucked and a TV show that rocked would be Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, see, I never watched Buffy, so I can't. Yeah,
the movie was so. I mean, I like the movie. The movie is campy, but they're two separate things.
Yeah,
because she's not an idiot in the TV series.
I heard that show was fantastic. I never saw Buffy.
It was amazing. And my number one is going to be something that I will always have a deep love for: Stargate SG-1.
Mm.
Based off of Stargate.
You had no problem. That's a good list. I mean, you really, that's a good list.
I watch a lot of television.
She does.
Yeah.
A lot.
Shut up.
No. You shut up.
I watch a lot too, but I couldn't put two and two together.
All right, you want to go or should I go?
I'll go since mine's totally opposite.
Okay.
I picked five TV shows for movies that were just awful. God awful. Matt, you might have watched this when it came on. I was a huge fan of the movie Blade.
Oh no! I
all right.
I knew it was a series, but I didn't watch it.
Blade the series was god awful. I watched it because I love Blade, and it was terrible. A show that's on right now, and we hate it. The whole family watches it. It's boring. It's terrible. It doesn't even follow the movie. which I love the movie. We did it on the Grady's, and you see a boy's penis. Teen Wolf. The show's awful, but we spent so much time watching it. It's like we can't stop now. I don't know why.
Oh yeah, you can. You're loud.
Yeah, I know. I'm so anal. Like once you start watching it for like a season or two, I'm like, we can't just toss in the towel.
Oh, gotcha.
Just watched it. Another show which I love the movies, and I might love the little cameos of the guy in this TV show in the beginning and at the end, but the show sucked, was Freddy's Nightmares. Remember that show? I love Freddy Krueger. I love him.
Yeah, well, man, I have to tell you, that's on my list. I won't tell you where, though.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right. Okay. Now, my next two are cartoons based off of movies.
Oh, God.
And you don't make a cartoon off an R-rated movie called Rambo and the Forces of Freedom.
Oh, jeez.
I know you hate Rambo the movies, Christy, but you're going to really hate Rambo and the Forces of Freedom. You don't do that. And this next one, love the movie. Then they made two cartoons. One of them was called The Real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And this one was called Extreme Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one that had the big monkey. Am I right?
Yep.
There's no monkey in Ghostbusters, damn it.
There's no crying in baseball.
Yeah. So there's five shows that just sucked from the movies. And I did a totally opposite because I wasn't smart enough to think of Star Trek or something like that. You know? Your turn, Matt.
Okay. Well, this is how hard this was for me. I have my top five, and then I have two other sub lists.
Oh.
And this is my honorable mentions and my horrible mentions. First, my honorable mentions. These are the ones that didn't get on the list, and there's reasons why. Well, mainly because my top five list, I had to make sure it's something I've seen every episode of, or at least what I think I've seen every episode of. Now, these my honorable mentions, I haven't seen quite every episode of, but we're still good, and we're hard to get off the list. First was Friday the 13th, the series. Now, actually, that didn't actually make the list because although it was a cool series, it really had nothing to do with Friday the 13th, the movies.
You're right.
At all.
It had Roby.
But it was a good show.
Paul D. LeMay.
The other one on my list was a show I used to watch every week it was on, but I haven't really longed for it. It's more of a pleasant memory, and that was the Private Benjamin series.
I remember that one.
And my last honorable mention was the syndicated show War of the Worlds, if any of you remember watching that.
I don't think I ever watched
that. Okay. See, I loved it when it was on, but like, again, I hadn't longed for it. I don't think I watched it till its conclusion. Then my horrible mentions. These are three of the worst I've ever experienced. And one we actually all watched for an episode of The Grady's because it was based after one of the movies we did. And that was The Revenge of the Nerds.
I will not disagree with that.
My second horrible mention, Uncle Buck with Kevin Meaney.
Horrible casting.
Yeah.
And my last, it's one of the RoboCop series, but not RoboCop the series. It's a Canadian one, a series of mini... The miniseries of movies called RoboCop Prime Directives. It is god awful. It's like, how can you mess up RoboCop? That's how you mess up RoboCop.
I saw that too.
And that was the worst.
That was the cartoon from RoboCop, right?
No. This was a Canadian. It was three miniseries. It was three sets of 2-hour movie. What am I trying to say? Six airings all together, each for 2 hours, so it's like 12 hours to get, or 12 hours or 6 hours or whatever it was to get through. I watched the whole thing, like you were saying about watching Teen Wolf. Let me even get better. It never got any better.
I know
it was horrible. Okay, now my real top five list is number five, which was on Chris's He Hates list, Freddy's Nightmares. I used to love that show. Mm-hmm. It was, well, we also didn't have to keep in mind, we didn't have cable until I was like 20 years old because we live in the sticks. So this was my Tales from the Crypt. Everyone would talk about Tales from the Crypt, and I didn't get to watch it, but I got to watch Freddy's Nightmares. So this was my Tales from the Crypt.
It was on then. Fox, I think, too, right? Yeah.
Number four, which I used to watch almost every night when they'd have it on at like 11:30 or 12 or even 1 in the morning on Channel 29. It was definitely in repeats, and every time it was on after work, I'd watch it, and it was What's Happening.
Oh, yeah.
I love that show.
Yes, you did.
Yep, based after Cooley High. Number three, one of the great all-time science fiction TV shows that I don't think the movie might, if the movie's in the 80s, it's in late 80s, and one that we might, should probably consider doing, but might not get to it. But anyway, the series Alien Nation.
I like that show.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
Wasn't that Mandy Patinkin? No.
I think so.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it was in the movie. It was in the movie, I think. Okay. Yeah.
It was that other, I can see him. The guy from the TV show was really good, too. I like
the alien guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who he was, but I know that I recognize the, and I don't know the actor's name either. I recognize the human guy. He still does stuff time and again in those offbeat TV shows. Like, he was on, his last big thing was a Vulcan on Enterprise.
Yeah,
he had a recurring role. I can't remember his actor's name. Number two is a show that not only myself watched, but the whole family watched every night. And when this show came to an end, this was like something everyone talked about. This was like water cooler talk. There was no internet. You know, there was articles in TV Guide. People talked about it. I think it at school.
What's your guess? MASH?
Yep, MASH.
Oh, my God. That's a great. Damn, that's a good list.
Yep. That was the biggest, the first big media event I remember in my lifetime.
Isn't that still the biggest finale or the biggest TV show watch? I think the
maybe
past Super Bowl, I think, just beat it.
Oh, did it? Okay.
But I think as a show, as a TV show, is the most watched.
But everybody talk about that. Are you going to watch the last MASH? Yep.
Yeah.
And my number one, Christy already said it, but it's something her and I used to watch every night, every Friday night. That was part of our Friday nights. We'd get dinner, we'd come home, we'd settle in, and together we would watch Stargate SG-1 for 10 years. We watched that show.
10 years?
That's how long it was on, yep.
Was it just that one show?
There's three shows all together. But Stargate SG-1 was on for 10 years.
Good for that.
While SG-1 was on, Stargate Atlantis had started and continued after Stargate SG-1 ended, and then Stargate Universe took over from Stargate Atlantis. But none of those lasted 10 years. Stargate did, though. MacGyver.
MacGruber.
So that is my top five TV shows from movies.
You guys had really, like, I think, easier time doing the list.
We watch a lot of television.
Yeah.
Well, sorry to Dave. I asked Dave for a list, but he never got back. He's busy acting, so. But this is a tease for the Highlander episode coming. What month is it? March. Coming in April. coming your way in April, Highlander.
Well, we hope this is kind of whet your appetite and satisfied your need for 80s.
So, in a way, she just said, I hope this gets you wet. Am I right?
That's exactly what she said.
Yeah. Wet, spelled W-H-E-T.
Wet. Awesome. Hope our fans enjoy our little episode here.
Yep. We're doing what we can to keep things fresh. Yes. You don't have to keep back and go and listening to Look Who's Talking over and over again.
Right. Or, you know, when's the next episode? Once a month. That's what I'm promising. I'm trying to do it.
Yep. They may be mini-zodes, but there will be an episode.
But you're getting something. Just a tip.